Morning, we're continuing Chayalim Hilchus Shabbos, and we're learning the halachas of Dosh and Klal Yudal. We're studying Simon Gimel, so we introduced the issue of this of squeezing fruits to get their liquid in Simon Beis, what's known as Chita, that goes under the umbrella of the malach of Dosh, because it approximates the process of Dosh, the fruit being akin to the husk, and the liquid being akin to the kernel, and you're extracting the liquid, which is like extracting the kernel from the husk, you're extracting the liquid from the fruit. So we said before that when it comes to Zesim and Anovim, that's clear that everybody holds that that's going to be Malacha D'Raisa, the process of extracting them, Schita. Shar Perishain Derech Klal L'Sachtam. Other Perish, which it's not common to do so. Kimen Zem Yiskabon L'Hotzi Mashka, Yisharim D'Chem Mechayim. If a person intentionally wants to remove it, so for his purposes, this is considered a mashka. If it's considered a mashka, the act of extracting it is going to be chayv. And again, according to the approach of the Rishonim, that's unique to Zesim and Anovim, because the only Shemen and Yayin are something which the Torah calls a mashka, whereas the other liquids which come out of other fruits do not have the halachic status of mashka. So this point is not true. But according to Rashi, we mentioned, Rashi says the point of it's the derech to do it, then it becomes a mashka. So now Chayim is taking it a step further and saying, even if it's not necessarily the derech to do it, but if this person is intentionally trying to remove it for the purpose of using it as a liquid, that is enough to say that it's considered a mashka. But he does qualify it in the following way. You should not squeeze out any pre and any liquid, squeeze any fruit to get its liquid. And for sure this is true when you're dealing with fruits with the derech is to squeeze them to get a liquid out of them. You squeeze them for their liquid. And he says, even if in this place where you are, they do not do so, since there are places in the world which they do so, and maybe the only reason why this place here is not doing it is because it's not available in abundance. But had this country, this area, had the amount of fruit that is found in abundance elsewhere, they might have also decided to use some of it to make juice out of it. For example, kamoi tapuchim, so apples in some places, they squeeze apples and they make apple juice. Some places, that's probably in a place where apples are very available, so you can use some of the apples to eat, some of the apples to make juice, etc. A place where apples are not so common, to start using the apples to make apple juice, it's not going to be relevant. But since in country X, they do make apple juice, so in country Y, where they don't make apple juice, but it's only because they don't have apples, so many apples available, it means they agree conceptually to the idea that making apples into apple juice is not a bad idea. So therefore, if this individual will decide to squeeze his apple to make apple juice, to make apple cider, he's making something which people agree is considered an appropriate thing to do, to be a mashka, so for sure that's going to be chayv. So difference in the first case where he's saying he's doing it all on his own, here he's doing something which is agreed upon and that it's appropriate to do. And for sure that'll be true the next step. He does it in a country where they do it. But even a country where they don't do it, but that's only because of the lack of availability, but they agree conceptually to the idea, so that's enough to be that. That's going to be problematic. Well, burnished are like Barnett pears. It says in the apparently these are gassim, which is pears. But Ashkenaz, they squeeze a large amount of these and they make pear juice and they make apple juice. So even though you live in a place where they don't do that, but since there are places in the world which do that, and that's usually tied to the abundance of the fruit, when this individual will do it elsewhere where it's not common, but he's definitely tapping into an idea which is normal, so he's considered, he made a mashka. So that's going to be problematic. Everybody's going to agree that's also either might be a deraisa, might be a derabanan. Now the Chayyim moves on to a new question. The question is squeezing onto a food. to explain that, we need to give an introduction. Bessel Shem Zee will touch upon that in the next year. And meanwhile, the point he's getting over here is you're dealing with potentially, according to Rashi, and Issa D'Oraisa, squeezing apples to make apple juice or something of that sort. And a person, therefore, should be very careful not to do that, because it's either you're going to be also at least Minabana and possibly even Issa D'Oraisa. Have a good day.